This TikToker just ruined her life after posting videos of herself urinating in grocery store food. This is hands down one of the most disgusting stories I've covered in a while. Like, was she trying to get the attention of R. Kelly or something with this? But meet Kelly Tedford, a 23-year-old from Keene, New Hampshire, who was recently arrested and charged with criminal mischief, which clearly is a blanket term that has quite the range, to put it lightly.
A grocery store employee was caught urinating on food products after police discovered footage of the act online, with some videos dating back as far as 4 years.
4 years. She was going around grocery stores and peeing on goods for 4 years? What a nasty bitch. But also, how do you get away with this for so long?
She can't keep getting away with it!
23-year-old Kelly Tedford was apprehended in Keene, New Hampshire, after police discovered a pattern of food tampering spanning several years. Investigators say Tedford had been recording herself urinating on groceries inside the Monadnock Food Co-op and sharing the footage on social media. Authorities were tipped off by an anonymous source who found the videos online.
Again, like so many of the other people we cover, the trash takes itself out. Not only does she have to be an absolute vile human, but she also wanted the attention for being a vile human being.
Upon investigation, police determined that Tedford had been contaminating food items such as quinoa and cornmeal, causing over $1,500 in damages. It has since been revealed that Tedford had been engaging in this behavior since at least 2021, meaning that multiple stores in Keene and surrounding areas may have been affected. The Monadnock Food Co-op immediately removed all contaminated products and issued a voluntary recall for certain bulk foods purchased between February 10th and 15th. Tedford was charged with felony criminal mischief and released on her own recognizance. And police say more charges may be on the way as they continue to investigate.
Nothing like some pre-soaked organic quinoa. But Kelly was arrested after someone spotted her peeing on food at a Monadnock food store. The person would go on to call the tip line that would lead to Kelly's arrest. But my favorite part about her arrest is the person that called in the tip line, she didn't see Kelly doing this in the store. No, they saw Kelly peeing on food on a video that Kelly filmed and posted on TikTok, because I guess some people just want to be known as the quinoa wetter.
I don't know what's wrong with people. Why would they ever think this is good content? Why could she not just stick to like lip syncing videos? Don't think too
much, just bust it. Yeah, she really went from that to peeing on grocery store items for content. And her targets were quinoa, walnuts, and organic coconut strips. So maybe this was just like a big F you to the healthy food items. We're really just getting robbed of everything currently. I thought we were going to have flying cars by now, and instead, I'm anxious if someone pissed in my walnuts. But my main question is currently, how many times has she done this? Like, I get that she was caught because she filmed herself doing this, but did she do this without filming herself? Is there a bunch of other videos out there that she hasn't released yet of her doing this horrific act? I don't know, but if I lived in that area, I would be slightly anxious about buying food. And obviously, just to make things even worse for the stores and the local communities, obviously they had to release news stories updating the public what happened at these stores.
Pee problems at a New Hampshire co-op, and you heard that right. Now, police say they arrested and charged a Keene woman after she contaminated produce at a Monadnock food co-op with her urine. They say 23-year-old Kelly Tedford recorded herself in the act multiple times.
But originally, when this news story broke, the reporting was that Kelly was an employee at the store. The store had since released a full statement of how Kelly was not associated with them at all. Thankfully, they were simply just a site of her crimes. So I guess she was just showing up there to pee on things without even being on the clock. What a crazy use of free will. I wake up and I want to do things that either gives me joy in life or makes me money. I guess that actually hit both for her. Never mind, I take it back. I guess some people are just twisted. But we'll get into how that made her money, because it gets cursed. If you think the story is bad now, unfortunately, it's all downhill from here. But I guess Kelly here, you know, enjoys pissing on random goods at grocery stores. But thankfully, Kelly ended up being arrested and charged on February 21st and was released on bail.
I can't imagine if there was somebody in there that actually saw her do that, what they would do.
According to police, this wasn't an isolated incident. Investigators say they've uncovered multiple videos showing Tedford contaminating other stores with her urine dating back as far as 2021.
I'm completely shocked and dismayed about what this woman decided to do and for how long she's gotten away with this.
Police haven't said exactly where those other locations are, but noted more charges may be coming.
And we also have a lot of people that are trying to capitalize on the strangest things.
Tedford was released on personal recognizance and is due in court in April. In Keene, Ross Ketchke, WMUR News 9.
So, hey, if you're in this town, you can't even say, well, at least I didn't go to the grocery store last week when she peed. So, I'm safe. Because unfortunately, she's been doing this since 2021. You guys are cooked. I think at a certain point, you guys just kind of have to accept that if you've lived in Keene over the years, there's a non-zero chance that you've eaten or been close to some contaminated food. Or maybe seen some food with some suspicious liquids in them. Like, damn, this quinoa is pre-soaked. That's crazy. Never seen that before. But while the police were looking into the first video, they allegedly found several other videos. All on a particular site. OF. This bitch was selling the videos of her pissing on random grocery store items on OF, meaning there's some MFers out there paying for this shit. What is wrong with some of you guys?
Wait, what is it me for?
You guys need to chill. This is out of hand, and whoever paid for this needs therapy alongside of Kelly here. That is after Kelly hopefully serves some time, because there is no way that she just gets a slap on the wrist for this. And don't tempt me, because if I can fly to Korea for a trial, it's a whole lot easier for me to get to New Hampshire. So 50,000 likes on this video, we're going to New Hampshire. But what makes this thing even more alarming is, since it happened on OF, or some of these clips happened on OF, a lot of these instances, they could be specific requests. Come on, people. Why does humanity have to be so cursed sometimes? It can be so great, but also so incredibly cursed. So this might not just be your run-of-the-mill social media creator does something gross for views. This could be a whole lot more of a OF creator does something gross for funds. And in this case, gross is peeing on a publicly sold grocery food. And unfortunately, just like so many of my other videos, it somehow still gets worse, because grocery stores were not her only targets. Kelly apparently also is a menace to her community, because when this news broke, people from her own town were commenting on, I guess, the police's Facebook page saying, hey, she's been peeing other places. She was recently banned from my gym because she kept urinating on the floor there while filming herself doing so. How is she a real human being? The gym owner had to apparently ban her for this, thankfully. And also, someone said that she did this in the Five Guys bathroom like 2 years ago. Then one of the most diabolical ones I saw is she also pissed in a live betta fish cup at the Petco in Keene.
That's animal abuse.
Someone put her under the jail. What is happening in Keene? So basically the police are like, yeah, we arrested Kelly for peeing at the grocery store. And her town's Facebook were like, oh yeah, Kelly, that's our pee girl. Like, what? How is this a real story? Come on, guys. That's our pee girl. I saw her last week at Five Guys pissing on the floor. Like, come on. Like, I get each place has either their local heroes or local legends or local villains. But having a local pee girl. Someone, I guess, needs to check in on the locals of Keene, New Hampshire, because you don't have to live like that. You guys don't have to have a local pee girl. You realize that, right? Like, y'all are being traumatized by her. But you know what makes things even worse is, according to a lot of people on the police department's page, she used to be a door dasher in that town. So yeah, at this point, it's safe to say if you live in Keene, there's definitely a non-zero chance that you've ingested some of Kelly's pee here. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that people like this exist, and I'm sorry for the town of Keene. If I lived in Keene, I wouldn't be ordering any food as long as Kelly's out there on the streets. This is just so cursed and disturbing. While I was reading all the comments here, I noticed there was a good bit of people saying that they were worried about what else she might have been doing in the town for money, considering that this is all a you-know-what thing. Starts with an F and ends with a ish, and it's not fish. There's some other words in there in between. I'm just trying not to get demonetized here, guys. But I don't know what's worse, the people paying for this or the woman doing it. I feel like both are equally complicit, and if you're paying for this, I feel like you should get charged as well, but that's just me. But the Keene police released an official statement on the arrest and incident, saying, on February 14th, 2025, an anonymous person reported to the Keene Police Department that an online content creator, subsequently identified as 23-year-old Kelly Tedford of Keene, has been posting disturbing videos to an internet site. In one of these videos, Tedford recorded herself contaminating items in a local business with her urine. Whenever I read official statements like this, I think it's just kind of funny that a government official had to type all this up. Like, of course, some government official had to wrap all of this up into some PR package. Imagine if, say, this girl peed on quinoa in a professional way, and that's just your job. But again, Kelly, she's out on bail right now, so hopefully someone is monitoring her OF and her TikToks in the meantime, because her arraignment isn't scheduled until April 7th. With a conviction of criminal mischief, it's only a Class B felony in New Hampshire. But she could still face up to 7 years in prison and a $4,000 fine. So I guess we'll just see what happens here. And hopefully Kelly feels bad about this and isn't running around peeing on more things in poor Keene, New Hampshire. Just did a bad thing. I regret the thing I did. Yeah, I get that that video is from 2019, but the irony of her doing that lip sync is kind of funny. But subscribe if you're new here and drop a like if you want to see me go report on this trial. And I'll hopefully see you guys in the next video. I don't know why I say hopefully, but I will see you in the next video. Show up for my next video and we'll see each other again. See ya.